That's Tim Roy on sister station KNBR as the Warriors jump out to an early lead over the Grizzlies in Memphis tonight. The excitement around the Bay Area is palpable tonight because a win will put the blue and gold in the Western Conference Finals for the first time in just about 40 years. KGO810's Brian Pelletier got the cushy assignment. He's at a Warriors watch party in San Francisco. Brian, what's going on?
That's right, John. There's about 100 fans here, I'll tell you. They're very excited. The Warriors, obviously, off to a very good start against the Memphis Grizzlies here in Game 6. They're loving a lot more than the food, that's for sure, here at the Soma Street Park. The fans are excited, but they're even more excited to see how deep this team, this Warriors team, can possibly go in the playoffs. A lot of them are already talking about the NBA championship, believe it or not. Reporting live here from the Soma Street Park in San Francisco, I'm Brian Pelletier, KGO 810.
And at halftime, the Warriors lead the Grizzlies 58-49. A federal jury today condemned Johart Tsarnaev to death in the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings that killed three people and left others maimed. Correspondent Gene Casares says expect an appeal.
It's an automatic right of appeal. They're going to string it out as long as they can. That's part of the process here.
The FBI is investigating the possibility that Amtrak train in Philadelphia may have been hit by an object before it crashed. NTSB investigator Robert Sumwalt says they talked to the engineer today.
He recalls ringing the train bell as he went through the North Philadelphia station. That's not a normal station stop for him, but he's required by regulations to sound his bell. But he has no recollection of anything past that.
Eight people were killed, a half dozen others critically injured when the train jumped the tracks at 106 miles an hour when it should have been traveling about 70.
I should have took my son out of that school and he would have been safe. And he wanted out. Now look, now he's up in heaven.
The mother of a dead Vallejo teenager lashing out at the high school that she says wouldn't let him transfer. A 19-year-old man is behind bars tonight in connection with the killing of 17-year-old Max Rusk, a student at Bethel High School. Here's KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley.
Vallejo Police Lieutenant Kenny Park announced that during a midnight traffic stop,
Vallejo police detectives arrested a subject whom we believe is connected to the murder and shooting.
17-year-old Max Rusk was killed by a gunman on a trail near Bethel High School. Jamie Rusk is the victim's mother.
I tried to get my son out of that school. They would not take him out. He told me he was scared.
At school?
Yes.
The 19-year-old suspect, Zachary Kroll, they say, knew Rusk, but police are not discussing a motive.
What thieves won't steal. San Francisco police are spreading the word tonight about a red urn with ashes stolen from a home on Potrero Hill. The devastated homeowner tells investigators the urn contained the ashes of her deceased mother.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, the countdown is on for Sunday's Zappos Beta Breakers race, and as you would expect, a lot has changed since the first B2B in 1912. Here's KGO 810's Mark Richards.
It wasn't even called Beta Breakers. It was simply the Cross City Race. And the crowd's grown from the 218 who ran the first year.
We'll have nearly 50,000 people participating in this race.
Beta Breakers' Chris Holmes.
Costumes are obviously the Beta Breakers' tradition. And, you know, the wackier, the better.
Chris has one caution.
We're not allowing any unclear backpacks onto the race course, so we want to make sure that everyone's staying safe out there.
KGO's pre-race coverage kicking off at 5 Sunday morning.
And that is KGO 810's Mark Richards. Well, you Back to the Future buffs are going to remember that sound, but math geeks are actually challenging Hollywood's creative license, or better yet, it's science fiction. Here's KGO 810's Jason Middleton.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious...
There's no way Marty McFly had enough room to reach that magical time-traveling speed of 88 miles an hour. There's one big assumption here, though, that Dr. Brown did not make any modifications to the DeLorean's engine. And if you're going to build a time machine, wouldn't you tweak something here or there? That assumption, though, has led to something else the internet does very well, debate totally useless points.
Discuss it amongst yourselves. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:04.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time again to check your roadways with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by your Northern California Honda dealers at NorCalHondaDealers.com. We'll start in Dublin. Rowell Ranch Pro Rodeo eastbound 580 is getting better, but it's stop and go still from Schaefer Ranch Road, now back to Palo Verde Road, much improved. Oakland, northbound 880, construction's got you stop and go between High Street and Fruitvale Avenue. In the city, eastbound 80 at 7th, watch out for a Honda that has broken down in the slow lane. The remarkable thing is it's creating practically no delays at the moment. Heading into Petaluma on northbound 101, things much improved. Now it's only stop and go from about Skinner Road to East Washington Street. Your Northern California Honda dealers' race to save is on. Race in today for supercharged deals on every Honda model, including incredible financing and lease offers on new Civics, Accords, and CRVs. For details, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, that game between the Warriors and the Memphis Grizzlies tightening up right now. A little less than 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. W is now up just 61-55. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Mostly dry today, but the Sierra is still seeing the effects of this spring storm. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms for your Saturday, 33 in the morning, 57 in the afternoon. Repeating those temperatures on Sunday up in Tahoe. Here in the Bay Area, it's going to be pretty quiet for the upcoming weekend. Overcast skies, some spotty drizzle for Saturday morning. Afternoon, you'll see partly cloudy conditions, mid-50s to low 70s. And we'll repeat the partly cloudy skies for your Sunday.
58 in Oakland, 57 in San Jose, 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell him to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I'm a dance major.
Those boys can dance. Come on, man, show me moves.
He taught us scrotum dancing.
I like to dance in my underwear.
You better know how to dance.
You got to get on out and shake it.
I once did a naked dance for her.
Shut up and dance.
Away we go. On the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Shaking it up.
Dance music for people who want tomorrow's music today.
She can even do an inverted spread leg pole spin.
That's right, partiers. It's time to limbo, limbo, limbo.
So, okay.
Maybe I could just like show you a table dance.
Don't forget to dance with me.
Once we dragged you on the dance floor, you were like a disco machine.
Is finally here, and it is on. I mean, the whole Bay is just rocking. It is. Brian Pelletier is at one of the Warriors parties.
Make sure you know where the edge of the dance floor is, however, or you might be like the edge and fall off of the edge.
I know, the edge did fall off of the edge of the stage, as in you too. Is he okay, by the way? Everybody falls down.
Sure he's
Madonna
fine.
Falls down, he falls down. Brian Pelletier is going to fall down sooner or later. Brian, how's the party?
Well, right now my feet are firmly planted underneath me. I'll tell you, Drex, you can almost chew on the excitement and anticipation here at the Soma Street Food Park.
Excellent.
In San Francisco. It's pretty crazy. People are oohing and aahing with every shot taken and cheering loudly with every block shot. The game's getting a little chippy, though, here in the third quarter. The Warriors are up big in the first half, and now Memphis is slowly chipping back into that lead.
Uh-oh.
And I said it's got to be crazy, Brian, because there you are amongst all those partiers, and they're having a good time, and they're throwing back a few beers, and you be sober.
Hey, I didn't say that. You do whatever you want, Brian. But so people are really excited, right? And it looks like they're going to stick through it, even if they're getting a little chilly.
Oh, absolutely. It is starting to get cold, but there are heat lamps down here. I don't know how helpful they are, but people, are putting their hoodies on and putting some gloves and scarves on and keeping warm. And, of course, they have each other to keep each other warm.
Oh, Brian, look at you. Yeah.
And again, yeah, you're down at Street Foods at Harrison, yeah, and I want to say 10th
Street Food Park.
Yeah, well, yeah, I have to tell you, let me ask you this, Brian, because this was playing out today as I went to get my oil changed to my car in Oakland, and I was hanging out with the guys, and I happened to be wearing the Warriors collars, and they said, Drex, you know, right. So there are half of us here who, we want the Warriors to win, but we want to have the party back here. Are you hearing any of that?
Absolutely not. Not from these fans here tonight. I think once the game is on and you're watching the game and you're chewing your fingernails down to the cuticles,
right.
You just want to see your team win, you know?
Right, exactly.
Especially now that Memphis has started to come back. A lot of these people are starting to talk about just how deep they think the Warriors can go in the playoffs. A lot of them that I've talked to are even talking about the championship right
now. Well, why not? Yes, we've got to think the best. Think the most and go as far as we can go. Well, so, yeah, but, you know, there was this slight feeling that, well, it's not the end of the world if they wouldn't win tonight, because that way we could bring it home and the whole town could erupt in craziness.
Yeah, but if you think about it, you're one game away, if you go to a game seven, to golfing.
I know.
Being over. And the Warriors season so far, Drex, has just been absolutely magical.
Yes,
a lot of the
incredible
people here are you know, they've been fans since the mid to late 80s, and the Warriors have never been this good in their lifetime. So this is really special, the season that they're having.
Fantastic.
And to see it end any other way than a championship would, I think, really hurt a lot of, you know?
I love it. Yeah, you're right. You can feel it in the air. I mean, it's there. It's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's
awesome. What's the best thing to eat down there?
Oh, man, there's so many good. I'm standing in front of the bacon truck right
now.
Oh, no. Falafel.
That's crazy.
Oh, man, they're serving pitchers of beer. It's really hard. I'm a home brewer, so it's really hard for me to stay away from the beer tent. But
that's what I was saying. Yes, how hard is this assignment? I mean, it's great that you're down there, but, you know, I guess you're supposed to not. You could have several, and I'm sure no one would be able to tell.
No one would know.
No one would know.
We won't tell.
Tom Lobertini would know.
Bring us back a little something-something.
He's probably telling me, too.
Oh. Well, I'll have a little chat with him. All right, Brian Pelletier, thank you very much, and we'll check back in with you, all right?
Thanks so much, guys. Talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you. Brian Pelletier from the KGO newsroom, but obviously not in it. Oh, it's so funny that he was talking about burgers. Burgers? Best burger in America? We've got it.
Marlo?
No, In-N-Out.
Double. They mean fast food.
Yeah, double.
But I mean, you know, here in the Bay Area, like, everybody's got a burger, and it is gourmet.
I know, but we're talking about nationally.
Gourmet, that's so 80s. I meant artisanal.
Is that what, like, you call him Subway?
Yes.
Yes.
You had the burger at Epic, right? Was it Epic?
Yeah, it was.
Roast House?
Oh, yeah, right.
I think Justin Bieber had that when he was in town, too.
And it was Epic.
They should rename it the Bieber Burger.
No, I think that would be a bad idea. I think they should stick with Epic Burger.
Make it taste not as good.
Five Guys Hamburger was number two. Five Guys Bacon Cheeseburger was number three. Whataburger's Original Whataburger. There's no Whataburgers here. That's a Texas thing, I think.
Where have I seen
those? Because, boy, I love Whataburger.
It might be in L.A.
Okay. Burger King's Whopper was fifth. And Wendy's Baconator was six. Fuddruckers, Original Fuds.
I was going to say Fuddruckers.
Yeah, I love Fuddruckers. But the Original Fuds is. And then Wendy's 1/4-pound single. Steak and Shake's Double and Cheese Steak Burger. And Fat Burger's Fat Burger.
Yeah, all righty.
Okay. By the way, since you're drinking, the shape of your glass affects your drinking behavior.
Oh, that's right.
According to science. This is really strange. This is just weird. So they did this. They conducted this test at this university in the UK, and it suggested that the volume markings on your glasses, on the glass, encourage people to drink slowly. So, I mean, if you get a curved glass, for instance, what they found is something as simple as changing the shape of the glass can keep drinkers from going off the rails. Now, I don't know.
They'd have
honestly
to test that on us.
Right, I know, right? But they're suggesting that people drink more slowly when alcohol is served in a straight-sided glass than when it's served in glasses with curved sides. Because
that's interesting.
Because you're actually seeing the volume level as to where it's distorted with a...
It's a little distorted.
With a curved glass.
It might actually seem like there's more.
Right, right.
until you get down to the end again, or the bottom where it curves back in.
Yes, exactly.
Interesting.
Or out. Yes, or out.
It turns out that I drink more out of glasses.
Oh, for sure. And that's the only way I'll drink beer, by the way, if I have to drink beer.
Yeah. Oh, as opposed to the bottle.
I like to have a glass. I don't know. I'm just weird like that. I definitely can't drink out of a can. Sorry. I guess that makes me like a beer snob, but I just can't handle the
The can taste, but they, the metal.
But honest to God, they found a significant difference when they looked at how quickly the people in the two groups downed their beer. They found that after accounting for drinkers described in the statement as abnormally slow, people with the marked glasses finished their beer at about 10.3 minutes compared to 8.5 with the people with the unmarked glasses. So, you know, if you want to drink slower or not as much, don't get a curved glass.
Okay. A balloon, like that you put wine in.
Exactly, yeah.
Or do they also include, I guess, the pints
straight down
and slide
down, kind of bubbled out the bottom. Mm-hmm. Of course, the what are you going to do? You're going to tell the bartender, no, I want a straight glass so I can drink slower? I don't think that's what they have in mind. I don't think that's the way it'd be working, everybody. All right, let's get to it. The Lindsay Lohan Daycare Center and Bill Cosby and all things TV and such and movies and silliness coming up. Yeah, I'm going to throw it all together.
Did you say TV?
TV. He wants to come back on the TV. Well, I don't think he's coming back on the TV. Maybe on his TV.
What is TV?
I'm just making it up. I'm just being silly.
Well, no one understands. What is it? It's
TV, TV.
Okay, I see
That's
what
it.
You're doing here.
Just don't do anything. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back. The Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
The California State solar rebate is gone. Soon, the federal tax incentive will disappear too. Wait much longer, and you'll wind up paying 30% more for your new solar system. Have you given up because you think you can't afford solar? At Semper Solaris, we don't give up that easy. Call before the end of the month and get your system with no payments till June of 2016. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of California's rebate. New customers actually get an instant rebate check. Why Semper Solaris? We hand you cash. We only use U.S. manufacturers, and our panels come with a 25-year warranty, including labor. We're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We complete our mission with esprit de corps and honor. You get a solar system for no money out of pocket. Get a California equivalent instant rebate check, and call before the end of the month and pay nothing until June of 2016. Call Semper Solaris now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
If you ever gave your wife an impact wrench for her birthday, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If your idea of an impulse purchase is a 300-amp crank assist battery charger, then CarQuest is for you. If even your work gloves have calluses, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest is for guys who really know and care about their car. With over 800,000 available parts, CarQuest is serious auto parts. Visit CarQuest.com.
Wendy's presents Red in Looking Up.
Oh, boy!
Great. The elevator's stuck.
I love when the elevator's stuck.
What's gotten into you?
Oh, just this Honest Tropical green tea from Wendy's. Changes your whole perspective.
Okay, you do know we're trapped, though, right?
On a tropical island.
With no lights.
On a starry night.
Need a sit-me-up? Only Wendy's has new Honest Tropical green tea. Organic, lightly sweetened, and hints of mango and pineapple flavors.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's.
You're a business owner. You know how it goes. Money comes in, money goes out. But when there's a cash flow hiccup, you need a little help. Get the working capital you need right when you need it at Sign on the Line Capital. Even when your bank says no, Sign on the Line can say yes. Payroll glitch? No problem. Need new equipment? No problem. We've helped thousands of business owners with fast help and flexible repayment plans. We can get you approved for up to $250,000 in just 12 hours. No collateral, no application fees, and less than perfect credit is okay. Get your cash in as little as 2 to 3 days. It's fast, easy, and painless. So call now, 800-614-7441. That's 800-614-7441. 800-614-7441.
When you need it.
Listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
So parents were warned that Lindsay Lohan would be working with their children. Yes, they were.
Introducing the Lindsay Lohan Daycare Center. Our alcohol-based curriculum ensures that nap time begins the minute your child arrives and ends about 2 or 3 in the afternoon or after Miss Lindsay finishes her Monster Energy drink in a carton of Newports. We never discipline your child at the Lilo Daycare Center. Tantrums are encouraged. Sure, your child may get an occasional timeout, but he or she will learn nothing from it and continue to make the same mistakes over and over again. But you'll never worry about your child eating paste because Miss Lindsay ate it all already. Your kids will enjoy exciting field trips with Miss Lindsay behind the wheel to courthouses, correctional facilities, rehab centers, and snack time at the Chateau Marmont featuring DJ Samantha Ronson. And if your child wets their pants and has no extra pair of underwear, it's okay. Miss Lindsay never wears panties either. Simply put, it's early childhood development for your redheaded stepchild from ours.
Oh, my
the
God.
Lindsay Lohan Daycare Center.
Well, now, they did this because she was actually volunteering.
She's doing it. No, she's not volunteering. Well, she
has
must.
To.
She's going to go to jail. But you know what? Stop saying that, Drex. She's going to go to jail. She's never going to jail. Even if she doesn't do this one.
What is doing community service for again?
Okay,
I mean, is this drinking and driving?
Okay,
I always forget what she's been up to.
They gave her this allowance to do her time over in the UK when she was doing theater in London, and she ended up just meeting and greeting fans and trying to count those hours. And then I guess the next story was she was posting some Facebook things and trying to call that community service, allegedly. And then so the judge said, this is it. I'm done. You owe us another, I don't know what it is. Let me see. Does it matter? She owes him like 100 plus hours or something, I suppose. I'm not actually sure, so I shouldn't say. But regardless. So she did show up at the Brooklyn Nursery Center yesterday and doing her latest round of community service. And she actually got there early. Meanwhile, the school did send out letters telling parents that she would be treated just like any other volunteer. And and you'll love this part. And would never be left alone with any of the kids.
Don't worry.
See, I forget about the pantyless stuff and all of that stuff with the Ronson and all of that insanity.
Oh, my God.
I hope she gets better. I'm on Lindsay's team. She's been through the ringer, man. All right. I don't know what to think about Bill Cosby. Honest to God, I just don't. I listened to Ron Owens this morning, and people were vacillating back and forth for Bill Cosby and against Bill Cosby. And I think that Ron's kind of where I'm at. I don't know what to think. I think Ron had a much more direct approach. I keep going back and forth in my head. So this is Bill Cosby vowed to make a small screen comeback during a bizarre television interview this morning. And he dodged questions about the ongoing sexual assault scandal that just never ends. Here's some of the audio.
I have been in this business 52 years, and I've never seen anything like this. And reality is the situation. And I can't speak.
What the hell is that? You can and you are.
I don't know how he puts one foot in front of the other since he can't, put two words together to form a sentence.
He refused to answer Lindsay Davis's question, on GMA, Good Morning America, on ABC.
I don't know about refused, but he rubbed a few words together and it came out like, whoa. I mean, it was just a blender.
I think it was pretty much a refusal. And when he was asked about, what he would say to a young person who asked if the allegations were true, he went on to say, I'm prepared to tell this young person the truth about life. I'm not sure they will come like that. I think that many of them will say, well, you're a hypocrite. You say one thing and then you do the other. My point is, okay, listen to me carefully. I'm telling you where the road is out. I'm telling you where, as you're driving, you're going to go into the water, and it looks like you might be only 3 inches deep, but you and your car are going to go down. Now, you want to go here, or do you want to be concerned about who's giving you the message?
You were actually starting to sound like him there for a second.
Oh,
Joe Puddin' Pop.
So, it was a rambling interview, And he,
so
he said
he's coherent
back
with regard to any other questions as far as making a television comeback? None of it was coherent.
Yes. During the rambling interview, yeah, he revealed that he is making plans to come back to the television.
But whenever she asked him about the allegations, he went, bleh.
Pretty much just what you heard and just what I just said.
Oh, it was so crazy. Now, I was just like, I don't know how his brain puts one foot in front of the other to walk down the street because it was just so... It was like Alzheimer's or I don't know what. And I was like, I don't know. I couldn't even be sad for him. I was like, God, just go away. Just go away.
Look,
just
so go this away. Morning on Ron's show, I don't know how you feel, 808-0810. But 415 if you're out of the area of the Bay Area, 415-808-0810. You know, people were going back and forth. Look, you know, none of these women, these 20-plus women, why did they not step forward? Why are they just all coming out of the closet,
well,
so to
they
say
all
now.
Felt like they were the only one, and then when it started to happen, they were like, aha, well, now we got something.
Right, but these 20, 30-year-old allegations, this, that, and the other, and other people were saying it's much ado about nothing because they waited so long, and he
who
actually,
could say that? Someone actually
of
said
did.
That?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Rape is much ado about nothing? Drugging a woman and having sex with her against her will is much ado about nothing.
Well, I can tell you one thing. The bosses at NBC have flat out said he's not coming back. I mean, the Cosby Show was huge through the 80s as Huxtable. And they have vowed it's just not going to happen since the slew of all these sexual abuse allegations have come around.
At first, I just kind of closed my ears and eyes and went, no, don't want to listen, this woman's probably crazy.
Look,
well, now that you've got this many women, I'm like, oh, shoot, this happened. And I just want him to go away. Just go into retirement and stop talking.
Well, he's sort of doing that, but he still does his comedy tours, and I guess he wants to keep himself busy.
He's trying to connect himself and his brand with this thing going on in Selma. Is it this weekend or next weekend? And this is not spin. This is not damage control. This is so transparent that you're trying to get people to like you again because you've done horrible, horrible things in the past, and it is not going to work, right?
This is from SNL. When he used to say, young men, young African American men need to get it together, pull their damn pants up, and stay away from the gangs, this, that, and the other. And it turns out SNL, their own skit, he's the one that needs to keep his damn pants up, which is funny, but still, seriously, he did such great things trying to work with the community for a long time.
You know, but I did hear the pound cake speech. Do you remember that one?
No.
About raising your children well.
Well,
like, it's just
what
you
I've
said.
Heard this, that, and the other. Yeah, I've heard it in pieces. And I've never been to one of his shows or one of his lectures. But, you know, I think that he tried. But he's got all these skeletons in his closet. And they're big ones. And so I don't know if he can ever bounce back from this or not.
Oh,
and
God,
maybe it should be just like you said. Maybe
it's over. Write the tombstone.
Well, that's
here lies Cosby's career.
Well, at least he's through it. Yeah,
and he's not through anything.
Well, Gloria Allred's not done with him. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if any of that's going to play out. I mean, because
you think they can get something to stick?
Gloria is trying to get something to stick. The only way they could get something to stick if it was as a minor. And how are you going to prove that when you're looking at 30 or 40 years ago? All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. Shopping for a new tree to enhance your landscape? Darren Edwards, the president of Advanced Tree Service, a Diamond Certified company, says the crepe myrtle tree is the most popular tree right now.
They flower for a long period of time. They don't grow large. They're one of our smaller varieties, like a Japanese maple or a redbud. They don't require a ton of water, so easy upkeep. They don't get a lot of diseases.
And for more expert advice and high-quality performance, use a diamond-certified company. Each is scored highest in quality in the most accurate ratings anywhere. You'll never be fooled by fake reviews, since all research is performed by live telephone interviews that verify only real customers are surveyed. If you want quality, you'll have confidence in choosing Diamond Certified companies. Find them at diamondcertified.org.
The Late Night Late Show wrap-up will continue in just a few minutes. Let's check in with John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex Bay Area basketball fans are on the edge of their seats tonight.
Turns, shoots, and scores. Marc Gasol with back-to-back buckets, and now it's a five-point game.
Game 6 of the NBA playoffs, now a nail-biter between the Golden State Warriors and the Memphis Grizzlies. That big lead has disappeared, and the W's and the Grizz are battling it out at this hour. KGO 810's Brian Pelletier is with an anxious group of Warrior fans in San Francisco. Brian, can you feel the tension?
Oh, yeah, you better believe it. Dub Nation's starting to get very nervous here at the Soma Street Food Park in San Francisco. The game is tightened up in the third quarter, and we're in the fourth quarter now. But you could really feel the difference with everybody applauding after every made shot, audible sighs after every miss or every Grizzlies make. The fans I've talked to, they want to see this series wrap up tonight. They don't want to see a Game 7 on Sunday. They want the Warriors to punch their ticket to the Western Conference Finals starting next week. Reporting live in San Francisco, I'm Brian Pelletier, KGO 810.
And with just over 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, W's up 78-68. And now, hope for ending the drought. There is growing evidence that dramatic swings that brought on by climate change are going to bring heavy rains and snow later this year. KGO 810's Mel Baker explains.
The Climate Prediction Center says there is an 80% chance of a moderate to strong El Nino this fall. But Mull says he believes those odds are even higher.
Certainly I'm more encouraged than I was this time last year. We are starting off with above normal temperatures in the equatorial Pacific. That's a good sign for a stronger El Nino.
On the downside, a strong or very strong El Nino can also bring drenching rains, meaning flooding and mudslides.
It seems war veterans are now caught in the collapse of for-profit colleges. The California Department of Veterans Affairs today ordered ITT Educational Services to stop enrolling new or returning students using GI Bill benefits. That includes 15 campuses in California. The Security and Exchange Commission this week filed a fraud complaint against the Indiana-based company over an alleged scheme to cover up losses from student loans ITT had guaranteed to its investors. Well, what's old is new again. KGO 810's Mike Simpson on the latest plan to ease traffic congestion on the Bay Bridge.
There's growing support for taking one of the eastbound lanes on the Bay Bridge and reversing it during the morning commute.
If you can get some buses and perhaps some carpools on a contraflow lane, it loosens up the Bay Bridge for everybody. Drivers, occupancy drivers, carpoolers, buses, etc.
Randy Rentschler with the Metropolitan Transportation Commission says the plan is relatively cheap and we're getting pretty good at the whole movable barrier on the Golden Gate.
This notion of using your limited capacity to maximize the commute direction happens every single day.
He says AC Transit's interested.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:33.
Right now, buy any new carpet at the Home Depot and the installation is only $37 for the whole house. So let's cover more rooms with the same budget and get best-in-class carpet installation with a lifetime warranty. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit a local store to get started. Let's do this. Whole home carpet installation, just $37. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 20th, minimum $4.99 purchase of carpet and pad. U.S. only.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This May, cross a dazzling showstopper off your classical music bucket list at the San Francisco Symphony. Experience Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, May 27th through the 31st, led by internationally renowned conductor Charles Dutoit. With its unforgettable opening, the popular Pictures at an Exhibition is a colorful collection of vivid orchestral scenes, plus cellist Gauthier Capuçon performs Elgar's gorgeous cello concerto. Great seats are still available. Call 415-864-6000 or visit sfsymphony.org.
We are coming up on 8:35 here on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. I have good news. Those jam-ups trying to get to Rowell Ranch Pro Rodeo on eastbound 580 are practically gone now. Heading into Petaluma, however, on northbound 101, you're still largely stop-and-go from about Skinner Road to East Washington Street. Northbound 13 in Oakland at Joaquin Miller, please watch out for a deer in the middle lane. No report on whether or not the deer was down in the road or just standing there. Also, a high wind advisory in effect for the San Mateo Bridge. Pittsburgh, eastbound 4 at Love Ridge Road. You got a three-vehicle accident there, but I can't nail down lane details on it yet. Just please give room for them if that's where you're headed. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the Giants beat the Reds tonight 10-2. The A's are coming from behind. They're up now 4-2 over the White Sox. And wow, talk about a difference. With less than 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, Warriors had a 63-61 lead. Now with a little over 8 minutes to go in the fourth, it's 87-72 Warriors over Memphis. And now your Bay Area weather forecast with KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
No rain, but maybe some drizzle tomorrow morning. Cloudy skies to start off, but for the afternoon, most areas will be quite comfortable except at the coast where you will need to hang on to that extra layer. Highs will be in the mid-50s to the low 70s. And then on Sunday, look for a similar range of temperatures with a mix of sun and clouds.
Right now around the Bay Area, we've got just scattered clouds. It's 62 and clear in Santa Rosa, 58 in Concord, 56 in Oakland, 56 in Santa Cruz, 56 in San Mateo, as well as San Jose, 55 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Good evening, everybody. It is the Drex Radio Show and the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. And we're going to talk to John Lobertini. I'm actually holding a newspaper. How often do you actually hold a newspaper anymore?
I haven't touched one in years.
Yeah, you know, they still bring them by the stacks into the KGO newsroom. It's fun to pick one up every once in a while and say, they still print these things. From the San Francisco Chronicle, the front page, wrong way bus lane, right fix for the bridge. Contraflow concept for morning gets a serious look. Really? Is this a good idea?
Well, I got to tell you that there have been a number of wrong way accidents on highways in Northern California over the past month. I mean, people going the wrong direction on interstates, 80 and 50. There have been, and I'm not joking, there have been three or four in the Sacramento area in the past 6 weeks.
Good Lord.
I'd be, you know, as a layman, I might be uneasy about this, but these traffic control guys, the guys over at the Metro Transportation Commission, they're pretty smart guys.
Yeah, they are.
And, you know, what happened for many years on the Golden Gate Bridge was you had people that were putting cones in little holes on the bridge. I mean, they were going by truck, putting in, removing them to sort of, you know, widen the bridge, four lanes going home, four lanes coming in, you know, in the morning. Now they've got this movable barrier, which is basically, it's like those temporary cement barricades that they use during construction to separate traffic.
Cattle calls.
Yeah. And they've got a machine now that will, you know, that has something to that effect, and it, you know, it moves that stuff on the bridge. Mm-hmm. And I would argue that the Golden Gate Bridge is probably less functional for that kind of thing than the Bay Bridge. This is just a concept, though. It's not something that can and will happen overnight. But, gosh, you got to do something with a third bore of the a third tunnel under the bay for BART is eons away.
Yeah, and that's where I think this idea is coming from, because the cost for that tunnel is just, you know, a phenomenal big number, and this is a very relatively inexpensive fix, right? So, I mean, you know, they're talking about the contraflow, and I just don't know. So it would be on the east side of the bridge.
It would be
on the upper deck.
So hypothetically, you're coming into work in the morning, you're heading west. They would take an eastbound lane.
Yes.
And have buses and maybe even some carpoolers.
Oh, that's a really bad idea. That part's bad.
You know, I'm not sure that I could argue that point.
Right.
But that's This is just an idea, but they would have that lane on the eastbound side of the bridge going west to get people into San Francisco more quickly.
That's a great idea.
Well, it's an inexpensive one compared to, digging another hole, which they're going to do anyway, eventually. Right? Am I right about that?
No, they don't dig a hole. They have these tubes, and they actually drop them into the water, and then they connect them once they're in the water.
Oh, didn't know that either. You learn something new every day. Heather's been here forever.
It's a tube, and you push it down in?
No, it's a cement tube. It's incredibly heavy, so they drop it into the water, and then they connect them across the bay.
They
sit on the bottom of the bay.
For some reason, I thought they were actually underneath the water.
I think I saw a picture only in the last year that shows that. I mean, you can't see them. I mean, if you don't know what you're looking for, you can't see them.
It's a
deep sea diving.
Right. So with BART carrying more than 430,000 riders a day and trains through the Trans Bay Tube, it's become increasingly crowded, so this could be a quicker fix.
For AC transit and whatnot.
Right, yeah, just having, the buses.
I mean, certainly we've all driven on non-divided highways, and we don't have a problem, usually.
Well,
thank you for qualifying that.
Yeah. You were talking about the accidents in Sacramento recently, but remember how it still is in a way, but there were parts of Highway 37 that were just so bad, and there was always some kind of horrific head-on injury accident there or fatality or whatever.
Well, this is what scares the hell out of me, especially when they talk about letting some cars or HOV cars, into that lane. I love how they wrote this. This is brilliantly written. Sometimes to get where you're going, you have to head in the opposite direction. Well, maybe so.
Especially if you were to try to cross the San Mateo Bridge this weekend,
I want to be a fly on the wall the first time Drex sees a driverless car coming his way.
Oh, we have to talk about that.
Is he just going to lose his mind or what?
I can't wait.
Be the headless horseman.
I can't wait for the clown car. Rico has dubbed them clown cars, and they're really cool looking. But and they're working on this, and we're about 5 years out from the Google car, and now they have permission to drive this thing. 25 miles per hour in the city or the state of California. And state regulations says that they still must be equipped with brakes and accelerator pad and a steering wheel. But ultimately, Google wants to get rid of those things. I just think it's going to be a great thing when everybody's doing it. But when they're converging, in the convergence of all of this, I think it's going to be chaos.
It probably will.
Yeah, because, these cars that drive themselves, if the speed limit's 50 miles per hour, that's what they're going to do. Or less, depending upon the traffic.
And you think they're going to get rear-ended?
Yes. I think that people will harass.
Going slow?
I think yes, and I think people will harass them. And I think that people will road rage on them. It'll be really weird.
You can't drive anywhere in California. You can't drive the speed limit. I got a ticket 3 or 4 months ago, and I went into court to fight it. And I go, look, there were a dozen cars on this road. Guy pulls me over. I mean, we're in a two-lane highway. I'm headed to a store in Yosemite. Guy passes me. I see him in my rearview mirror, and this is a two-lane highway. Do this radical move to get back on the highway, and he's zipping in and out of traffic so he can pull me over. He goes, yeah, I pulled you over for going 70. The car, or 74, the car in front of you was going 66, and I'm like, how is that so, officer? How is it I'm going 74, but the car in front of me is going 66? but you can't.
When was the last time, officer, that your radar gun was calibrated?
And
might I see your FCC license to use it?
And I told the judge, I said, judge, with all due respect, you can't go the speed limit in California. And I've tested that theory since then, and I have people all over me when I'm going down the highway. I mean, it might be a 65-mile-an-hour speed limit, but everybody else is going 80. And if you're in a lane that they want, I mean, a guy pull up behind me the other night. I mean, like, right, highway was wide open, too.
That could have been me.
There you go, in that driverless car, right, that you're going to own one day.
I don't know.
And it pulled right up behind me, and it was like, really?
Yeah.
The highway was wide open. A guy wanted my lane. and thought I was going
to
get out of the way.
I hate that. That happens to me so
much. Well, tailgating is one of the biggest.
I always drive faster than the speed limit, pretty much, but within reason so that you're not getting popped. And people will just, again, if there's not traffic, be flying by on every side. And then you'll get that person who, and I'm just like, what are you? You are totally free to avail yourself of any of these other lanes. If you think you can somehow push me along, you got another thing coming,
well, you
pal.
Know, you, it is your legal obligation to actually change lanes. If you're in the fast lane and someone comes up,
I'm in the second lane or the third lane.
That's not necessarily true in this state of California.
I've heard it straight from the CHP. That's what they say.
Well,
Are you saying that if I am driving in the second or third lane and someone comes flying up behind me, I'm supposed to move?
I know that if they come up behind you, you're supposed to pull over. You're supposed to let them go by. If there's no place,
but I do know this.
No, that's what I'm saying. Five lanes. Take another lane, buddy.
I think it's exclusive to the fast lane.
But, well, John's correct.
No, that's like a given rule in every state.
Look,
like, if you're in the fast lane, get over.
You're the one that has to go take the test because your 10 years is up, so you better listen to Daddy, and you better read the damn book. You are to move the speed of the traffic when you merge in. When you're merging in, you better be moving as fast as the traffic is moving. That's the rule.
Oh, you are hitting all my hot spots. That's the other thing that drives me insane is when people are on an on-ramp and they're going so slow. And I'm like, you are about to meet up with a lot of people who are going 65 or faster.
You better be doing 65.
You had better ramp that baby up, man.
That's the law.
And you know what? Stereotypes are so true when it comes to driving. And that's all I'll say.
So again, I'm a great driver. I'm excited.
I'm sure you are.
And by the way, so
Team Heather, go.
Hey,
Hawk.
I'm going to out him. Mister drove down Sansom or whatever one the wrong way that one time.
No, it was the second night I was here.
Didn't do that.
Yes, I did go the wrong way on a one way street. Yeah, but I didn't know.
There's no signs, and
there's
I'm like,
no sign.
You mean that one way sign that's right in front of you?
Or those
headlights
that were coming straight for you?
Thank God that wasn't happening. It was the first block. I immediately recognized that Daddy was doing something
wrong. Oh, come on, Heather. We need to hear that cackle in the microphone,
And no, I'm not that guy that will get on the exit ramp so that I can get forward in front of you and then cut back in.
Oh, that's horrible. Yeah, that's a dicey little traffic offense there.
No, I don't do that. But I heard that today from the KGO newsroom that somebody said that was their biggest bitch. I don't do that. But I've been tempted to.
Oh, my God, we got to take a break.
I know. But I don't want to. But anyway, so the Google cars, and I can't wait because when we're old and fuss budgety and we can't drive anymore.
Or just fuss budgety.
Yes, curmudgeons. The car will drive us around, and when everyone's driving one, the traffic will move so much, you know, quicker, better. It'll be succinct. It'll be more efficient.
I guess the big get is going to be you'll have time to do other stuff.
Right. Yes.
Well, yeah. And then with the older people, it'll save on those farmers markets
whatnot. And you think of people, all the people that can't drive because of their circumstances, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, old people who hit the gas instead of the brake and go into farmers markets.
And will you be able to get drunk and get in your driver car?
I hope so. I hope so.
I bet you still won't be able to. All right.
Thanks, Uber. Okay. It was nice knowing you. Yeah, you know.
That'll be the end of that. Yes, won't it? All right. More of the Drex Radio Show coming up on KGO 810.
If I could redo any room, it would be the master bathroom.
Oh, outdoor kitchen. Absolutely.
Yeah, I want to walk in and feel like I'm in a spa.
Like I'm at a beach party.
Heated floor tiles, gentle rain, shower heads.
Loud sound system around the pool.
If you can imagine it, now's the time to create it.
It would be my retreat.
My retreat.
For a limited time, you can take advantage of a Comerica Bank Home Equity Flex Line with an introductory rate of just 2.99% APR for the first 9 months. A later variable rate is effective after the introductory time period. With rates this low, there's never been a better time to reimagine your home. To learn more about credit costs and terms, call Comerica Bank at 800-829-5356. Introductory APR of 2.99% is for home equity line of credit accounts only and applies to balances for the first 9 monthly statement cycles after the account open date. Variable rate in effect after the introductory time period. Loans are subject to credit approval. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender, equal housing lender.
Breast cancer? I will crush you. You can't stop me.
This is my challenge.
Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer. 39 miles over 2 days. It's not easy, and that's what makes it worth it.
You'll train to strengthen your body. You'll help raise funds to crush breast cancer. And you'll discover you have the power of 39. Sure, walking 2 days and 39 miles is hard, but it pales in comparison to chemo and radiation for breast cancer.
Your blisters and sore muscles are a powerful reminder that you're doing something heroic. The miles you walk will demonstrate your commitment, but the dollars you raise will prove your impact.
You'll help put food on the table of a breast cancer patient and her family, enable access to mammograms and medicine, fuel research, and save lives. Need any more reason to get up off the couch?
Take the challenge. Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer. In San Francisco, July 11th and 12th. Register today at 39forbc.org. That's 39forbc.org.
Now, go earn your 39.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
After a few hours riding in my RV, I get in the zone. It's just me, the road, and the savings I get with Geico RV insurance. There's no more worries, no more 9-to-5 hustle. It's like I'm a caged animal set free. What's that? Is it a grizzly bear? No, it's just me switching to Geico RV insurance. Saving money, wild and free.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper, see how much you could save.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
We don't need another hero. We don't need to know the way home.
Oh, lots of Mad Max.
All we want is what we are.
The Mad Max movie opens today, and there's lots of controversy. Well, some men's rights activists want everybody, especially men, to boycott Mad Max Fury Road because he says it's full of feminist propaganda. And if it's a success, quote, the world will never be able to see a real action movie ever again that doesn't contain some damn political lecture or
moral
about feminism.
Oh, my God. Eat shiitake mushrooms, man. Oh, I'm angry. Who is this person?
Well, he's a men's rights activist. His name is Aaron Clary, who wants guys to boycott. He says the movie's just full of feminist propaganda. Funny thing is, it opens today, so how did he see it other than the trailer? And he said it seemed like Charlize Theron's character was a lot more prominent and dominant than Tom Hardy's Max. Then he read this in Time magazine, and he sealed the deal, quote, Tom Hardy isn't the star, Charlize is. In an even bigger surprise, Vagina Monologues author Eve Ensler consulted on what turns out to be a very feminist film. Theron, not Hardy, leads the charge. She also does the majority of the fighting, which is really strange. I mean,
interesting.
Yeah. Here's Tom Hardy and Charlize talking about the updated version of the film.
My name is Max. It was George Miller who gave birth to a certain kind of car chase road movie. Now he's come back to reignite his world, which he started.
It really is a reimagination, and you can enter it and experience something spectacular. Dramatizing story that's in constant movement is very, very tricky.
You know, there's this whole thing going on in this silly world of these kind of movies and superhero movies especially, where, you know, men, there are men being pigs out there saying they don't want women superheroes, that it just doesn't work for them.
I don't understand
it's
that
It's on
at
and
all.
On and on. Oh, in that world. And I don't live in that world, and I don't follow that world. I want to see Age of Ultron. Yes, I want to go see the film, but I don't care whether there's a woman in it or not. I could care less.
There
I'm
has got
here
to be,
there.
Call us, 808-0810, a whole other subset of men who are like, bring it on. I totally masturbate to Wonder Woman. I love female superheroes. Come on. What are we missing?
And these guys who say that are saying these sort of things, that they don't want women superheroes because they shouldn't be.
Because they should go in the kitchen and make me a superhero sandwich, huh?
Right. I suppose so. But this is so silly, Heather. They go back to Wonder Woman and they say, well, she was just the exception to the rule, and that was just all a big play, and that was really void of all of the technical mass of what this is all about anyway. In other words, it was a parody of itself.
They give Wonder Woman a pass?
Yeah, because they say it was just really silly. So it really didn't count. These are hardcore people who are thinking Avengers and the Age of Ultron and
they're
all
like,
of that.
Yeah, who and has your an man invisible Max. Airplane?
Hey, don't you love this? What I love, there's that feminist thing going on. Oh, it's my God. Mad Max is a feminist propaganda film. And then there's Mel Gibson, who feels like he was snubbed.
Hello, this is Mel Gibson. You know the new Mad Max movie is opening in theaters today, and the trailers look really, really good. And the sad part is, I don't even have a cameo. It was one of the first movies I did back in 79, but listen, I've got the message loud and clear. So I've already contacted a moil. I'm eating corned beef. I complain a lot. My bar mitzvah's all set for the end of July. And hey, I got rid of the Catholic Church. It's now a synagogue, whatever the hell that is. I'm working on one of those Doug Dynasty bits. And I got a little doily on me head, too. So mark my words, I will be in the next Lethal Weapon movie. You know, unless they're filming on a Saturday or my sciatica's acting up.
Might not have been him, might have been parody, but nonetheless, it's still fun now, isn't it? I don't know, Mel. I don't think so. He really was. I think that he felt really snubbed that he didn't at least get a cameo. You know.
Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo.
We don't need another hero.
Are you going to see it now?
I'll be first in line.
Well, I know you will. But now that you know it's supposed to be
first
boycotted.
First, I have to go get a superhero girl outfit.
Yes. Oh, that would really piss him off. It would really make them
mad.
Do you want to
go, Sharon? Let's go.
All right. The late night or late show wrap-up is coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself. But I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Homeowners, rates have taken a huge drop, so we're running a trade your rate deal on refinances. Bring us your high interest rate and we'll trade it for a lower one. Plus, we'll pay 100% of the closing costs. I'm Daryl Preach, president of IntelliLoan. Right now, trade your rate for a 30-year fixed at just 3.75% rate and APR. That's 3.75% APR, and we'll pay your title, escrow, and closing costs. At IntelliLoan, we want everyone to take advantage of this great opportunity because rates may never be lower. Give us a call and we'll show you how to trade your rate for a 30-year fixed at just 3.75% APR without paying any closing costs. Call IntelliLoan at 800-864-4600. 800-864-4600. That's 800-864-4600. IntelliLoan. Borrow smart.
Based on a $417,000 loan amount, there are 360 payments of $1,932, excluding taxes and insurance. Rate subject to change without notice, subject to credit approval. IntelliLoan is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. License number 4130924, NMLS 3290. Equal housing lender.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Unlike Tums, new Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for combined powerful relief of your worst symptoms of heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better. Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with new Rolaids Advanced.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Lennox Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows.
So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees. So call Lenox Financial, 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini.